You remember a while back when I told you there was a crackhead trying to steal shit from people's cars in my neighborhood at 3 in the morning?
Yeah, the dude that was trying to get into your truck?
Yeah, well, I think he's walking around this time in a motherfucking animal suit.
Oh my god.
He's getting really weird, dude. This is J&T Unsolved. I'm Josh.
I'm Tim.
We're going to talk about it.
Get into it.
All right. No, so that guy actually has walked around still to this day. Like 2 in the fucking morning. You can catch him.
Is he still trying to break into your shit?
No, he actually hasn't stopped at my house because he remembers that we got motion sensor and stuff. But a while back, it was like 2:22, and my camera caught him walking from, I think my house faces, let's see. I think my house faces south. No,
your house faces west.
Okay, so I see him coming from the south headed north. And it's 2 in the morning. Last time I saw him, he was coming from the east, or coming from the north headed south, because he had already hit all the fucking houses.
Yeah.
Diddled the fucking doors and ran off like a little bitch. But my neighbor's camera actually saw him coming from the left side of my house and then making his circle back. 2 in the morning, months later, does the same fucking thing, except for this time he didn't even stop at my house. He just bypassed that shit. So I sent you a video. This was last Tuesday. It's 3 in the morning. Watch the video, and then I'll ask you some questions. All right. Watch it.
Watch it now?
You gotta watch it now. Gotta watch it one time. And then I'm gonna tell you to rewind just a little bit and examine it. And then I'm gonna ask you some questions. Tim is currently watching the video. Dun dun.
That's either a big ass fucking dog, or that motherfucker is in like a gorilla suit on all four fucking legs.
I didn't even get to ask you the questions. All right, now look at it. Look at it close. All right.
Absolutely.
Look at its shoulders. Look at the shoulders.
You see that the shoulders? Light is blinding as fuck.
You see the shoulders?
Is that a bear?
It's got a tail.
It does have a tail. What the fuck is that?
I swear to God, it's a motherfucking giant mountain lion that's black.
Y'all do have cougars up there.
Yeah, but are they black? Aren't they supposed to be brown?
Yeah, they're like a tan color.
It looks like a big cat. A huge fucking cat. It walks like a cat.
It looks like a calf. Like a baby fucking cow.
But it has a tail.
Calves have
a tail too.
I'm still looking at it. What the fuck does this have to do with anything? You just want to talk about it?
It's cryptozoological.
That is true.
Yeah, that's my point. I've never seen anything like that in my neighborhood before. Never in my entire fucking life.
Just going off of it, it looks like a dog. Huge ass fucking dog.
I really, really, really thought that in the beginning, but then Nicole pointed out its shoulders and the way when it walks, when my cat's trying to attack a bug, that motherfucker is, his back is completely flat, like always. When my dog walks, she's got a little bounce. Like, she doesn't really like do a little scurry. I mean, like a little fucking crawl. That thing kind of did a crawl, and then as it got out of frame, it lifted its head up and then started to go.
It's the wolf woman.
It could be. It very well could be. My neighbor said it was too far away for him to see, which is odd because normally his cameras can see it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what would have messed up his cameras that night. But he said it kind of looked like a dog, but because it was so far away, he couldn't tell. Then Nicole pointed out that it looked kind of like a fucking giant fucking cat. And if you ask any country,
it doesn't look like a cat
here,
because of the nose, because you can see the head of it.
Yeah, but if it's a dog, it's bigger than a Rottweiler.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And I don't know who lost their motherfucking dog, because ain't nobody said shit about it, and I would have known that motherfucker, because he big. He bigger than shit. I thought it was a bear at first. I was like, that's a fucking bear. And then I saw its tail and I was like, damn, that ain't no goddamn bear. That's worse. It's unidentifiable.
Oh, it looks like a giant fucking mastiff of, like a fat ass mastiff.
I know, but you're kind of limited on the amount of dogs that have tails like that.
Yeah.
That's the hard part. You're very limited on dogs that are that big that have tails like that.
Yeah, like, so
extremely.
Unless it's a, I don't know.
Be a wolf. What if it is a wolf woman?
Maybe. I don't know.
We got the wolf woman of Mobile, Alabama on that goddamn camera. So I should call Fox 10. See, the weird thing is a little while back.
Hogs don't have bushy tails, do they?
I don't think.
Because y'all have hogs. Are
long like that.
Yeah, some of them are. Like the one when we went to the that cemetery out in Criolla, like all the way back there, and we drove past the dead hog. That was a very long hog.
They have short fluff tails.
Okay, so that would not resemble that at all. Okay.
No, see, that tail looked more like Juju's, my dog.
Obviously. Yeah, it looks like a giant mastiff. Like a mix. Like it is as long as a Great Dane, but it is tall and fluffy as fuck.
But mastiffs don't have bushy tails.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It has to be a mix with something and mastiff.
I don't know, bud.
Put it on Facebook. On our Facebook page. See what the listeners think about it.
But the odd thing is that tail stays down. Lots of big dogs, like when you look them up, their tails curl up.
Yeah.
Even when Juju moves, her tail kind of pokes out.
Yeah. Unless it's terrified or something.
It's 3 a.m. It's the biggest thing in the whole fucking city. How are you supposed to be terrified of anything? The reason why I kind of believed it might have been like a really big cat is because if you ask any dumb motherfucker who lives around here who's ever been hunting for deer, because they're all not very fucking smart, I hope. They probably don't have internet to listen to this anyways. So, country bumpkins. If you ask them if they've ever seen a black panther, they'll all tell you yes, even though they don't exist. But they'll swear up and down on everything that they've seen a black panther. They don't exist. It's jaguars.
Yeah.
But jaguars aren't supposed to live here. Mountain lions aren't supposed to be black. I can't say about bobcats.
Bobcats are small. Bobcats are...
So the next one would be cougars.
Yeah. Cougars and mountain lion, it all depends on the region you're in.
And cougars are typically brown.
Yeah, they...
Mountain lions are brown.
Mountain lions Panthers are
purplish, but we still don't have those.
No... Florida does.
What if we saw a Florida Panther? That's right. I have heard of this.
Yeah.
Because of the football team.
I'm going to murder you. Oh, wait.
Dude.
That's Jacksonville Jaguars.
You son of a bitch.
Florida Panthers is the NHL team.
Oh, because of hockey.
Yes.
I knew I'd heard of it. Is that why you said he's going to murder me?
Yeah. You said football. Oh. I was like, I will fucking kill you.
Oh, I thought it was just because I was finding a link between everything. Like I
Carolina Panthers is the football team.
Yeah, that's right.
Cam Newton, that's right. Auburn.
So they do have Panthers in Florida?
I think they're more Cougars, but yeah.
Cougar, we're literally right there.
North American Cougar, Panthers, and Mountain Lions are almost all the same exact fucking cat. It just depends on the region they're in.
When I Google black cougar, it's just a sexy old black woman. No, I'm just kidding. It actually pulls up pumas.
Oh, yeah, puma would be a black cougar.
The tail didn't go to the ground, did it?
It looked like it. Hold on. We wouldn't have it here, though. Those are like South American.
Just tell me where the tail stops at.
All right. Let me zoom back in.
You know, you can say they're South American, but people do be importing animals and then letting them go. That's the reason why Florida's got their python
that
issue.
That is not why Florida has their python issue.
Because motherfuckers can't keep their pythons in place?
No, yeah. It was due to hurricanes. No, it looks exactly like a dog's tail because it's not pointing straight down. It's like down and curved.
Where does it stop at?
Roughly right behind the knee, and then it like curls up.
Okay, it's a giant dog.
Yeah.
It's the motherfucking wolf woman. Still cryptozoological, if you ask me. I've never seen it. I've never seen anyone's dog walking around, because normally if somebody's dog goes missing, they're like, have you seen my dog?
Or someone's, you know, like, hey, come get this dog.
And let me tell you for real, if my dog was that big and it went missing, I'd notice.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be okay if it was like a Chihuahua and they had like six and someone's like, didn't I have six? I don't remember if I had five or six. One of them's gone. I'd miss that motherfucker. He's giant.
Yeah.
You would notice if you're no longer spending $100 a week on dog food.
Right.
Like, you know,
just by looking at it, because my dog is about the same size.
It's a dog, because if the tail stops before the ground, it's a dog.
Yeah.
The pumas, the cougars and stuff, their tail went down to the ground.
Yeah, they have very
and
then long went out. Tails.
Yes.
But no, like, just by looking at it now, if my dog was black, it would look just like this going across there.
That is the literal largest dog I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
Because, like, my dog is not much bigger than this. He's just tan. And we also live 8 miles away from here.
That thing on that video was bigger than your dog.
That's
a full-size trash can it's walking past.
Yeah, he's huge.
No, this thing's bigger than your dog.
Yeah, not by much.
By 75 pounds.
He weighs 120 pounds. So you're saying this one weighs 200 pounds?
That's a 200 pound animal.
That dog needs weight watchers.
That's a big dog to me. That's a big fucking dog.
But no, yes, it is a dog. My dog is almost that same size.
Well, we got the wolf woman on my camera. That's what I'm going to believe for the rest of my life.
I mean, you ain't that far from Pritchard where it was Saul.
Yeah, but at that rate, I should see the leprechaun.
Yeah. No, that's Crichton. That's a mobile.
Dude, I was driving through Crichton the other day, and I went past Dreamland Barbecue down on the low road.
Yeah.
And it had a sign on the street saying Crichton, a wonderful place to live. And I laughed because ain't no fucking way. It was a nice sign, though. It was the nicest thing in the
world. Yeah, the historical sign. Yeah, it is the most colorful and like newest thing in that community. Besides that, yeah. Popeyes that just got put in.
Are they going to Popeyes?
Oh, they got Popeyes.
Dude, I might go for some motherfucking Popeyes in Crichton.
You know it banging.
No fucking shit.
It's better than both of our Popeyes.
I bet you don't even get. I bet you don't even get the greeting that I get at our Popeyes. It goes like this. All right, just Popeyes. That's all you get. That's all you fucking get.
Yeah, I fucking hate Popeyes.
I don't mind it, but one night the bitch tried to steal my credit card, and I was kind of upset about that. I was like, I thought we had something going.
Every time we've gone there, my chicken's been raw as fuck.
I'll tell you what pissed me off after I explained the credit card situation. All right. I hand her my card. She takes it. She puts it in the machine. She gives me my receipt and she sets the card on the fucking counter. So I was like, hey, can I get my credit card back? She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Bitch, no, the fuck you weren't. You trying to steal it. Second thing, the first thing that ever fucking pissed me off is, you ever had mashed potatoes and gravy?
Yeah.
You know how to make it, right?
What the fuck?
You know how to make it, right?
Yeah.
You scoop the mashed potatoes into the bowl.
Oh, you mean like how to make it at a chicken place?
No, just in general. You put the fucking potatoes in the bowl. Then you put the gravy on the potatoes.
Yeah.
Nicole doesn't like the gravy because it's spicy. So I go to Popeye's and I'm like, hey, can I get some mashed potatoes? But no gravy. She's like, we can't do that. Bitch, give me the potatoes. And don't put the gravy on it. Like, what the fuck? So I got mashed potatoes and gravy. Come on. That's worse than being lazy.
We'll just go to Hearts. Hearts is delicious.
Yeah, I would if I could fucking order. I pull up to the window. This is what I get. Not a fucking thing. They don't say shit. They don't say shit. Literally, I'm like, hello.
At hello. Hearts?
Yeah, I'm like, hello. They don't say nothing.
You gotta get like, one off DIP.
Might as well. Might as fucking well. I guess they hear that I'm white and they're like, man, fuck this crack ass motherfucker, man. I didn't give him a goddamn chicken. Fuck that little motherfucker, man. That wigger, you know? Like, come on. It's bullshit, dude. And I love Hearts. That's what pisses me off because I really want to go there. Oh,
they're so good. That is soul food at its finest.
It's the best fried food I've ever had in my entire life.
I don't even like gizzards or liver or anything, but I will eat hearts.
Chicken gizzards and chicken heart is pretty good. I ain't really never had chicken liver.
Tastes just like gizzard to me.
But it's pretty decent.
And gizzards taste exactly like alligator. So alligator tastes like chicken gizzards.
I haven't noticed that. I've had fried alligator tail and I've had chicken gizzards. I never thought they're the same. Maybe it's the texture.
It's the texture, and I guess it's whatever they fry it with.
Maybe so.
Yeah, but it tastes exactly the same to me.
So that's all I got about the wolf woman.
That's all you got on the, the possible wolf woman sighting?
Possible wolf woman. Hey, we have proof now. We have proof. Look at my eyes, right? I'm like ancient aliens, all right? Wolf woman.
Aliens.
This should be the cover photo. And then look right here. Wolf woman. That's what it says right there.
Hold on. Do that face again, because I will make it the cover photo. Oh, hold on. It fucked up. Now hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
Come on, I need to blink.
I got it.
Thanks. Jesus Christ. All right, well, that's all I got on this episode.
Jesus fuck. All right.
Good night and good bestiality.